Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
On 93 WIBC.
So let's rock it!
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer is right over there. What an hour of radio we have in store for you. Talk about some of these special guests coming up this hour, please.
Man, we've got the iconic voice of the Indiana Hoosiers, Don Fisher. What a game that was on Saturday. What an atmosphere. And he was given his props for 50 years behind the mic for
amazing.
The Hoosiers.
Unbelievable.
That and, oh, by the way, William Shatner on the Hammer and Nigel show.
James T. Kirk.
The old brick shat house. I am so excited for this. He's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. They're having a screening of The Wrath of Khan at Butler in March.
Yeah, Clues Hall. So they do the screening, and then he comes out afterwards and answers questions and does behind-the-scenes stories and talks about his life and stuff.
Right. Really cool thing, and we'll talk to him about that coming up in just a little bit. But as we like to do on Mondays on this program, we like to take a look.
Yeah, just absolutely love doing this.
At the crime that's happening here in the city of Indianapolis. So Friday through Sunday, we consider that the weekend. At least, we always say that because we don't know, you know, what went on without the police being called.
Sure.
At least 11 people shot, 4 stabbed, and 3 killed.
God.
So if you break down that number, that's an average of 5 people shot or stabbed with 1 killed each day.
And per capita, those are Chicago-style numbers.
We're kicking Chicago's backside in homicides per capita. Let that sink in. In January, if Indianapolis had the same population as Chicago, the homicides would be in the 60s, because Chicago had 44.
Yeah.
So we would be substantially outpacing Chicago if we had the same population. It's unbelievable. And here's another example of what we talk about all the time. This revolving door of the justice system where horrible people are allowed to get right back out on the streets. 47-year-old Lamont Franklin, arrested for attempted murder, but records show that he's been taken to jail at least 18 times since 2004.
Oh, just slap an ankle bracelet on him.
Rub his hair, tell him, get out of here, you little scamp. You'll be fine. Don't do that again.
This makes me sick. And the really scary thing is that IMPD's recruiting numbers are down. Hammer. And that's a scary situation in and of itself, separate from the crime situation here in Indy.
When you look at the recruiting numbers, it's not pretty. But in years past, you might be able to skate as long as you're retaining your officers. They're not doing that right now. As a matter of fact, IMPD lost 11 more officers to various other police departments in the last couple of weeks. IMPD is down to 285 officers. That's how many they're down. They've lost 285 officers compared to where they should be. That's a scary number.
Wow. Say that again. Make sure you're clear. There's more than 285 officers.
Oh, right? Yeah. They're down 285 officers from where they should be. Think about 285 police officers. If they were in front of your house, you would say, that's a lot of police officers. But you look at how big Indianapolis is, and now down 285, that's a big number, man. That's not good.
Well, let me tell you something that is good. Are you ready for some good news?
Please.
Are you ready? Can we just talk about the price of eggs? They have finally started to drop, Hammer.
Oh! Looks like we made it. All right. So I'm not going to have to color potatoes this Easter?
You have to take out a home loan, Golden Oak lending, get a mortgage, get an equity in my house to buy a carton of eggs. So the price of a dozen eggs has dropped 15 to 35 cents on average. across the United States.
So. Progress.
Yeah, right. Right.
But gas is going back up, though, isn't it?
Yeah, there's an uptick in gas, and it's so annoying. And the price of eggs, truly, it's still high. It's the cost of feed, the cost of transportation, and then you throw in a little bird flu in there.
Oh, sure. I thought you told me this was good news.
We did play the looks like we made it music, but in reality, it's just kind of crabby news.
Now, wait a minute. You're telling me that we have the greatest economy, according to Joe Biden, yet we're still having expensive eggs and gas is going up and there's bird flu. And
speaking of Joe Biden, we have the State of the Union bingo card up right now, don't we? Is it
yes,
up right now?
It is up right now on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can print off the image or you could go to WIBC.com. There's an article there where you can download and print off your State of the Union bingo card for tomorrow night from your friends here at the Hammer and Nigel
Show. What does it have on it? You describe what it has on it when you're watching the State of the Union address.
So, for example, if Joe Biden says assault weapons, that's on there. If Joe Biden trips and falls, that's on there. If he has a gross wet cough, that's on there. All of your favorite Joe Biden type of things are on this bingo card.
Oh man, I can't wait. So that's available right now.
An open mouth stare is on there.
Go to WIBC.com to download that, or Facebook. It's on our Twitter at Hammer and Nigel. Of course, we're keeping on top of the Chinese spy balloon that was shot down on Saturday.
It was shot down by Alec Baldwin, I'm being told. They brought in the big guns to get it down.
I got to tell you, it was riveting television. The only ones that were covering it was Fox. So it was perfect because I sat on my butt and watched that for like 2 hours, and that led right into the IU Purdue game.
Oh, wow. Your Saturday was set.
It was great until I placed a live bet on Purdue.
Multiple live
bets, because I knew they were going to make a run, and it didn't work out so well for me. But, you know, so yeah, we shot down the Chinese balloon that was floating across the country. But look, I got to tell you, I got to be honest with you, that doesn't mean it isn't a good gift for Valentine's Day this year.
Not sure what to get your special someone this Valentine's Day? Why not surprise them with a colorful Chinese spy balloon bouquet from Party City? Show your Valentine how much you love them by watching their every movement 24/7. The Chinese Spy Balloon Bouquet from Party City. It's the gift that says you're always there for them because you're always there.
Oh, man, that spy balloon thing is just an embarrassment for our country. Just another embarrassment. And Biden and the Good Time Party boys at the Pentagon are all high-fiving themselves after they shot that thing out of the air after it completed its mission.
Right. Like, imagine if law enforcement had that same policy. Well, we knew where the killer was. We were tracking the killer. And after he killed 13 more people, we made our arrest. Like, what other industry does this philosophy fly in?
Oh, man. Unbelievable. So, Don Fisher at 5:30.
Correct.
And then we have William Shatner, iconic movie star, singer.
I want to talk 8 minutes about T.J. Hooker. That's what right. I want to do. You got to work with prime Heather Locklear, man. And I've said it once and I'll say it again. No decade had hotter Heathers than the 80s did.
All right, so that's next after we take a look at the roads with Matt Baer.